We're learning Mesillas Yesharim. It's November 6, 2012. And we are towards the end of Perek Gimel. Around 10 lines in different editions before it says, Klalo Yishel Davar. Now, before we continue, there was a question asked on Thursday, and I just want to address that question. A very good question. We were discussing on Thursday, and I waited for now to address this. We were discussing on Thursday the importance of contemplating and introspection and looking into our actions before we do something, while we're doing something, and after we do something. And the question was that a person is biased to himself. We all know it. So how can this introspection really be honest? Was that the question? Okay. So I was thinking about this question, and I think I have an answer. And the Gemara in Makos on Daf Yud Amud Beis, it tells us, which we just learned, right? It tells us, "B'derech sh'adam roitzei leilech ba mulichnos." The way a person wants to go, that's how Hashem will lead him. What does that mean? If a person is honest with himself and he really is striving to come closer to Hashem, and he wants to introspect and analyze his actions, so there's fun right there in the middle. So when a person asks himself, and he asks himself, how do I do better? What can I avoid? Am I doing something right? Am I doing this wrong? Hashem knows his inside. If he really, really wants to do better, the way a person wants to go, Hashem will lead him to that direction. So all of those bias will go away if he really wants the truth. I believe that's the answer to your question. Okay, now, we're discussing, as we started yesterday, we're discussing over here that the importance of analyzing one's actions. And we started talking about how if a person lives in a world of chayshach, and we mentioned that a person is not careful with the mitzvahs of Hashem, and he's not zahir, let's say, for example, checking the food, and he eats bugs in his food, or he's not eating food with the best kashrus, and it's been tamtem belev. And then what happens is, these are just examples, how what's right, as the Mesillas Yesharim says, becomes wrong. And what's wrong is right. As we mentioned, that there are people who lived their lives feeling that they are doing God's will, and they live their life by destroying innocent people, by blowing up towers and killing thousands of people. This is right. In their mindset, it's right. But now we weren't even talking about them. We weren't referring to such people. We're referring to, he's talking to us, the Mesillas Yesharim. He's talking to Jews, to Yidden. And he's telling us that a person can live his life doing the wrong thing, thinking it's right. And we ended off yesterday, and he says, "Im lo yishayeda haderech bevkius utvius ayin." We discussed the person was in a gan hamavucha. What's a gan hamavucha? Gan hamavucha was this maze, garden maze, where he has different ways to get to the goal. And how does he get out of this pit? Im lo yishayeda haderech bebekius utvius ayin shekvar nichnas bom behegia el atachas shuachsadra. The goal is to get to this porch, the achsadra. Vehinei ha'oimed kvar al achsadra hu roya kol adrochem lefonov of mavchin bein ha'amitim ha'koizvim. The person who already reached the goal, he knows where to, how to get out. And if you're looking at a bird's eye view of this maze, so you know which pathway to take. Who yochel lahazir as a holchim bum. And he'll tell the people, no, don't make a right turn, make a left turn. Loimar, zeh ha'derech l'chu, boy. This is the way to go. V'hinei mi sheyirtzeh lahamin loy, one who wants to believe him, yagi l'mokam hamiyuad, he'll reach his destination. Mi sheloy yirtzeh lahamin, and one who does not want to believe him, v'yirtzeh leches achar einov, and he wants to go after his eyes. And I told you I'd like to share with you a story about a cake. Let's finish the parak first. It's not a physical cake, so let's not get too hungry. If a person wants to follow his eyes, he'll remain lost. And he won't reach his goal. So too says the Ramchal. A person who has not conquered Yitzhahara, who besoich Hashvilim, he is besoich Hashvilim, he's in the path of this maze, the maze of life. Lo yucha lahavchin b'neim. He doesn't know which way do I turn, right? Do I turn left? Ach ha-moishlim b'yitzrim, those who rule over their Yitzhahara, shekevar higiyu el achzadro, chukvar yotzu min hashvilim. They already reached this achzadra. They reached the porch. They reached the goal. They left the maze. They know the clear pathway how to get. If they go back in there, they'll be successful again. They can give advice. Now, this is very important. You know, I have experience of people asking advice. But they're not asking advice. They're talking. They're not asking advice. How do I know they're not asking advice? Because after the advice is given, they don't follow through. Because they know better. So why are they asking? That's part of the whole Yetzirah. The Yetzirah says, listen, in life you don't know everything. So ask advice. So what do? They ask advice. But after they ask advice, they don't follow through. Because that's where the Yetzirah kicks in. It says, no, you heard, but he doesn't know. He doesn't really know what he's talking about. Maybe go to someone else. So what does a person do? Maybe he goes to a second person. Oh, he's really asking advice. We learn to ask advice. Then goes to a third person. So what's he left with? He's left with one word called confusion. He has three different people telling him three different things, and they could all be right. But why do you jump to three different people? You could only do one thing. In the meantime, what does he do? He takes the fourth route because he knows better. He says, look at this. All three of them tell me three different things. No one knows what they're talking about. So I know better. But this is all the Yetzirah that's enwrapping him and telling him, first you ask advice. The Yetzirah has to feed the Yetzir Tov. So he wants the Yetzir Tov to be satisfied. So he's trying to say asking advice is a sign of humility. So the Yetzirah is saying, oh, ask advice. Be humble. You can't be a Bhagaiva. But at the end of the day, he's not asking advice. So that's why it's so important. To the person who wants to hear. We say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lakeinu. The first step is to Shema, to listen, to hear. And to them we have to believe that if they are the ones who can pass through this maze of life, we have to trust their advice. What is this Eitzah that they tell us? Bayu Cheshbayin. Bayu v'na unachashev Cheshbayin Shaloylam. Contemplate, think about the Cheshbayin Shaloylam, the purpose of this world. Kigivarheim Nisu v'rov yodu. Because they already, these people who have succeeded, they have tested, and they tried, and they're successful. Shezel levada yuhu haderech amiti lahagiyah adam el hatoiva asher hu mevakish v'lo yiluzula zeh. Because the people who have succeeded, they know how to pass through this pathway, this difficult maze of life. Klolo shel davar. He's summarizing now what we're discussing here in regards to the importance of analyzing our actions before, while we're doing something, and afterwards. Tzarich ha'adam liyois misbainin b'sichloi tamid b'chol zman. A person has to contemplate b'sichloi tamid b'chol zman at all times. V'zman kavu aloi. At a set time, contemplating his actions. Mahu haderech amiti lefi chayk ha-Torah. Important word here. What is the true pathway according to the laws of the Torah, the statutes of the Torah? Sheha'adam sarich leilach bay. Not according to his own thoughts and what he thinks is right, but according to the chayk ha-Torah. Then afterwards, he has to think of his actions. Step number one, he has to know, what does the Torah demand of me? Then, am I fulfilling what the Torah says? Now, how do I know what the Torah wants? Well, you have to learn Torah. If I don't learn, I don't know if I'm doing what's right. Because I can't compare myself to the template. The template is the Torah. Right? There were two plates, right? V'achakach yovil is bain al ma'isav imheim al aderech hazeim loy. Ki al zeh, al idei zeh, v'adei shieloy nokili toyer. Through this, it'll be nokili, says, easy to purify yourself mikol ra, from all evil. Ula yasha kol durachav, and to straighten your whole pathway of life. Chumay shakosav oimer, as the Pasuk says, palis magol raglecho, v'chol durachecho ikainu. Balance your footsteps, palace, balance your footsteps, and all your ways will be straightened. V'chol derachecha yikainu, and all your ways will be straightened. What does it mean to balance your footsteps? V'ayimer et nach v'sa derachenu v'nach kairu v'nashuva ad Hashem. We will search our ways v'nach kairu and examine them v'nashuva ad Hashem, and we'll return to Hashem. To summarize, the Messias Asharim is telling us here in Paragimel, Bayu Cheshboim. We have to be thinking. We cannot live our lives as mitzvos anoshim lumada, just people doing things out of rote. The quick story, which I don't want to spend too much time on, it is years ago when I was a bachar, spent a little time as a, I don't know what you call it, as a mashkich in the bakery. I was in the bakery. So I even had a chavrusa came to learn with me there. Anyway, one day I was walking around. It's from this, yes. Oh, it is? I hope not. Okay. So, I was watching them. I think it was the Motzei Shabbos. I was watching how they made, like, you know, those fancy wedding cakes. So, you know, I want to see what's behind the scenes. It was a mistake. You don't want to see behind the scenes in the kitchen. So what did they have? They had this big loaf, like a sponge cake, it's called a pound cake type thing. And it was flat. Then in seconds, he was good. He was very good. He decorates it with the icing. And he's swirling his hand around. It looks beautiful. The type of cakes that you and I walk by the bakery, it's by the window. And, you know, our head's turning one way. We have to be careful, especially in Brooklyn, because you're going to bump into somebody else while they're doing the same thing. And then what they did was they had another cake and they want to put it vertical. And they stick it in to the cake that's lying horizontal, flat. Then they want to, like, make it bigger and he keeps on smearing. They have a dilemma now. What did they stick into the cake? They took a piece of styrofoam into the cake. Now they have another piece of cake they want to attach to the styrofoam. Well, you're not going to take it to Elmer's glue. So what are you going to use to stick the pound cake onto the styrofoam? He takes the same icing that he decorated the cake with, he puts it onto the styrofoam, wham, he glues it on. And I'm thinking, that is holding on that heavy cake. And that's what we eat. It's a glue agent now. It's sticking onto it. That's what I was thinking about. You know, you as the doctor can tell us, not right now, but what that does for a person's his insides. So I just was thinking about that story when we have here, the Messias Sharim is telling us, a person should be careful not to go achar einov. When we see this beautiful looking cake, when it's fully decorated, ah, it's wonderful. Imagine a person starts cutting without watching what he's doing. Then he starts eating. This tastes very familiar. Like when I was 2 years old, this tastes like styrofoam. You know, because he cut into the styrofoam, he ate the cake part, now he's eating the styrofoam. Sounds ridiculous, right? But sometimes people live their life eating styrofoam. This is the goal in life, the styrofoam. Because it's all camouflaged. This is the Yetzer Hara, how he does things. Sometimes it's just with a little cake, sometimes with its more expensive items. But it's achar einov. Let's begin Perek Dalet. The Derech Knias HaZahirus. We're discussing Zahirus. How does one acquire Zahirus? V'hinei. Ma'ashimevi Yesa'odim al Derech Klal el HaZahirus. What brings a person to Zahirus? To watchfulness. Hu limud ha-Torah. It's learning Torah. He doesn't say spending 20 hours every day saying Tehillim. It doesn't say running to the mikvah every 3 seconds. And I'm not here to say going to the mikvah is not good. Of course it is. And learning the saying Tehillim is also great. But he says one thing only. It's a limud ha-Torah. That's what brings to Zahirus. This is what Pinchas ben Yair, he says in the beginning of his Braisa, which we quoted in the introduction, Torah is mevia lidei Zahirus. Torah, limud ha-Torah, learning the Torah, not just having it on the shelf, but learning Torah brings to Zahirus, brings to watchfulness of a person's actions. Omnam al derech prat, to be more specific, hamevi lazeh, who ha'his bainanus al choymer ha'avoida asher chayev boha adam, v'oymek hadin aleha. It's the hisbainanus, it's contemplating the choymer ha'avoida, the importance of this service, of this job, this obligation of performing the mitzvahs of Hashem. V'yeitzi loy zeh min ha'iyun, how does a person fulfill this, accomplish the choymer ha'avoida? Min ha'iyun b'maisim ha'ksuvim b'sifri ha'kodesh. U'min ha'limud b'ma'amori ha'chacham z'chronu l'vrocha ha'mo'irim al zeh. By learning the words of the Sifri Kodesh. What do they mean? B'maisim ha'ksuvim, those actions that are written down, b'sifri ha'kodesh, u'min ha'limud b'ma'amori ha'chacham. He's talking about Torah she'bichsav and Torah she'bal peh. We have the Torah she'bichsav and the Torah she'bal peh that explains. If I'll ask a rhetorical question, how many mitzvahs are there in Sefer Bereishis? You'll tell me three. And you'll pull out the Sefer Chinuch and you'll prove it to me. The three mitzvahs. Pru Ravu, Erev Menachai, Bris Milah, Erev Menachai, right? So the Sefer Milas at Torah, from the brother of the Vilna Goyin, he tells us that's not 100% correct. It's correct, of course it's correct. He's not arguing with the Rishayim. But he tells us every action of the Avos is there to teach us a lesson, teach us mitzvahs, how to deal with things, how to live life. And when Avram Avinu, you know, I said to somebody once how it's an interesting generation we live in today. You speak to somebody, you're talking to him face to face. After the conversation, he says, send me an email. Like, I just spoke with you. What's to send you in the email? So people tell you back, because if you want something to get done, we live in a world where they open the computer and they see it. So I'm not saying this to attack anybody. I'm talking to myself as well. Because you open the computer, see the email. And I just want to think, is this the lesson Avraham Avinu is teaching us? How do we do chesed? Imagine, you know, the guests are coming. Avraham Avinu runs out to them. And they say, you know, place to eat. Yeah, send me an email. I'll send you the address. Is that what he did? He took out his pen and paper, said, what would you like? Tongue? One tongue. Tongue? Two tongues. Three tongues coming right up. So where did he get those tongues from? He ran to his barn. He got the cows and he shechted them. The Milas HaTorah is telling, the Sefer Milas HaTorah is telling us, when we see and we learn, that's what the Ramchal is telling us here. We learn the parasha of Avraham Avinu. We learn how do we do chesed. From Rivka, we learn Rivka Yimeinu how to do chesed. Let's just tie this into a practical situation. If someone comes to the house, he's a guest in the house, he's sleeping over. How would he feel if as soon as he comes in, you bring him to the room and there's no blanket, no sheet on the bed, no sheet on the pillowcase, no pillowcase on the pillow. Oh, I'll get it for you right now. How's he going to feel? As opposed to the same person comes into the house and the bed is made, the blanket's there. I was once a guest in the house. The family has this little box with a lint brush, with a little clothespins, little sewing kit, all the little different things, Q-tips, whatever you might think you might need, a whole box like this. So you as the guest, you might not have packed it up. You take out your clothing, and then your suit's all lint, all you need a lint brush. Well, you don't have a lint brush, you're carrying your back pocket. Happens to be my son asked me if I have a lint brush this morning. But I wasn't traveling anywhere. This is how you do chesed. Always think about the other person. This is what the Ramchal is telling us. When we learn the Torah is not just the three mitzvahs, it's the whole action of the acts of the Avos, Hakdoshim. And it's Chazal who explain and elaborate on their actions. We'll stop here for today. Thank you.